There is perhaps no better gospel for us to listen to on this day before we begin the great penitential season of Lent. If we meditate on this exchange that Jesus has with his closest disciples, you know, the thought comes to us that how can they be so dense? How do they not understand what Jesus is doing, no less who he is and why he does what he does? But then consider carefully. All of us are in the same boat with Jesus, but just like these apostles. Every time you and I commit a sin, we're not getting it. What don't they understand? Precisely that by themselves, they can accomplish absolutely nothing. Not a thing. That's why Jesus reminds them. He fed 5,000 with a few loaves and a couple of fish. He fed 4,000 with a few loaves. Could they have done that? No, but with him, everyone was fed. There was much more given than was able to even be consumed, all because of Christ. Why don't they understand that simply because they have one loaf of bread? It's more than sufficient because of who is with them. As I say, we couldn't listen to a better gospel on this day before Lent begins. Perhaps instead of making all sorts of nice but unrealistic resolutions for Lent, be resolved to be at Mass each day and allow the Lord to do for us what he wants to do for us. And like the apostles, soon enough we'll understand that if I get out of his way, I'm far better off than if I try to supply for what I want and what I need by myself.